We learned the Gemara till the two dots on Amazayin, the first two dots, but we did not discuss the nice Shuach. Now, I don't want anybody here to walk away thinking the nice Shuach are a certain type of Tavis, a certain type of women. The nice Shuach are, I don't know if the Halakha has the translation for it. The Neshuach has some type of a plant, some type of a urachis, which grow, which give their peri after 3 years. And that seems to be the normal way. It must be very delicious if farmers are willing to wait 3 years for it. It must be very expensive. But the question here that we're going to deal with in Taisvis and the Rosh is the question of how somebody is mazik in B'nai Shuach. If it takes B'nai Shuach 3 years to grow one crop, so do you get a chazakah in 3 years? Or do you get a chazakah in 9 years? Maybe for B'nai Shuach you should need three crops, which is 9 years. So that we're going to see in a minute. Just the Gemara that we spent the last two shiurim on talked about 30 ilanis spread over three besah, and the mazik was mazik in 10 ilanis year 1, 10 ilanis year 2, 10 ilanis year 3. And the way we understood according to Taisvis, each year he was mazik in 10 different ilanis. Each year he was mazik, I shouldn't even say it that way, because that's lav dafka, it's a machlaikis. But each year, 10 out of 30 ilanis gave fruits. Hechad olayapik. Each year, only 10 ilanis out of the 30 gave fruit. Next year, another 10 trees. Next year, another 10. So he had a machlaikis, if it has to be poked all 30 trees, 10 different. But certainly the case for sure is that it was each year 10 ilanis gave fruits, which bothers Rabbeinu Chananel, because it's a big daichik to Zetzirayim. It's such a metzias that punkt every year 10 trees gave fruit. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says that this Gemara is referring to B'nai Shuach. B'nai Shuach, it's normal to give fruit only once every 3 years. So if you plant B'nai Shuach and you stagger the B'nai Shuach, it's shayach to have peiris each year. Now let's look at Taisus Hechad Olayapik, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Kagan B'nai Shuach, Shemisha Shechantu Ad Lekitas An Gimel Shanim. From Chanata to Lekita is 3 years. Kizidnan B'nai Shuach Shviya Shalehem Shana Shniya. The Shemitah year of B'nai Shuach is 2 years later. Pirush Shana Beishal Shemitah. Lefisha Eisen Pirush Lekata B'shana Beishal Shemitah Nechtetu B'shviyas. We once spoke about this, that Yerukis go, different Peris go different periods. We spoke then that Yerukis go Basa Lakita, really. The vegetables, the Shemitah year is the year in which you gather them. And only Ilanais go Basa Chanata. But nevertheless, there are certain other grains that are not classified as Yerukis that are also Basa Chanata, and the B'nai Shuach is one of them. And since it goes Basa Chanata, the Shemitah year is 2 years later. So he says it'll never happen once in 1,000 years. The Balamini Lana is Yokul B'Shidaf and Gimel Shanim, Vaisin Shokul B'Shanazu, La Yokul B'Shanazu. It'll be 10, 10, and 10. Taisus says it's never going to happen, so therefore he sets his line by B'nai Shuach. So that's Taisus' explanation of the Gemara. Taisus by itself is not a problem, because Taisus just taking the same Gemara we learned last week, and Taisus is saying it's the same exact Gemara, just it's not Stam trees, it's B'nai Shuach trees. And it was 10 in 1 year, 10 year, 10 the second year, 10 the third year. Taisus by itself wouldn't be a problem. There are two things about Taisus. One is the end of Taisus, and one is the Rosh. Let's first just learn the end of Taisus, because that's a quick thing. Vim timer, hechi matzi mayer b'bnei shuach. Habreish pirkin amrinan gabi chazaka. We need that when one peri is there, the other peri should not have started to grow yet. Here, since each peri takes 3 years from chanata till growth, so when you're eating, it's staggered. When you're eating b'nashuach in the first year, b'nashuach in the second year already two-thirds grown. And b'nashuach in the third year, one-third grown. So it's always bidna de la salahai, di isalahai, isalahai. So Taisus' answer is that that's not called isalahai because it's not ready to be picked. Taisus' kasha, not such a shvera kasha really. Because the Gemara said that on Chav Chesam and Bey is according to Rabbi Shmuel. It's hard to understand why it was bothering Taisus. We said in Rabbi Shmuel, who says you go basa gimel lakitis, not basa shole shanim. Rishmael Shita is Gimel Kitais, not Gimel Shanim. So if it's Gimel Achilais, so it has to be three separate Achilas. It can't be Bidda Di Salahai, Isalaha. They have to be distinct. What does that have to do with the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan got busted 3 years. Difficult to understand what Taisus Havamina Teskakasha was. Hard to understand. If the Chachamim go basa shana, so then what's the issue? Unless we'll say, no, but it doesn't stem with Rabbeinu Chananel. If we're going to go with the Pshat and Shmuel, that Shmuel holds the Rabbanon also go basa achila. When we learn the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Ika Beinayu, the Rashbam's Pshat was Ika Beinayu, that Shmuel holds the Rabbanon also go basa achila, and Rav holds Basar Shonen. But here we're talking about Rabbeinu Chananel didn't hold that way. Rabbeinu Chananel tied Shtekel Nara that it falls off. He held it as Nomachlaikis. So it's hard to understand. This last Kash of Taisus is difficult to understand. So I don't know why Taisus didn't say our Teretz. Maybe he holds his Teretz is better. At any rate, this is Taisus Shita, that Pinoy Shuach is the case of 30 Ilanis, 10 one year, 10 the second year, 10 the third year, and you have a Chazak. The Rosh argues with Taisus. And the Rosh, if you're not careful, you can learn the Rosh and think that he's not arguing. You can learn it quickly and think there's no Machlaikis. I don't know why Taisus, why the Rosh doesn't bring it to Machlaikis. But that's me, the Rosh is arguing with Taisus. The Rosh says about Bnei Shuach in the end of Simcha Chavav, where there's the bracketed ayin of the Pupulei Charifta, the Cheskas Bnei Shuach, the whole thing is two and a half lines. The Cheskas Bnei Shuach, how do you get a Chazaka on Bnei Shuach? Nira, in Meschilu Shnei Chazaka B'Shanu Rishayne Shachantu. If the Shnei Chazaka started the first year, you planted only B'nai Shuach. That's all you planted. And it started in the first year. And that year it was a Chanata. V'no'al v'goder hasadeh kol sholei shanim. In all 3 years, he's working the field. And just because you planted B'nai Shuach, you don't go away for 3 years. You have to make sure that the walls around the fence of the field are good. No animals come in. No ganavim come in. So you have to fertilize the field. B'tikid sarche elanais, and he did all the tikkunim he needed for the trees. He pruned the trees. B'achol ha-peirais, it sounds like from Taisus from here that the B'nai Shuach are actually trees. B'tikid sarche elanais. I guess they are trees, right? The Gemara says shloshim elanais. V'achol ha-peirais b'shana ha-shlishis ha-v'chazaka. Da'asuka da'asuka yinshi. And then, the third year, you ate B'nai Shuach, it's a good chazaka, because it's a normal way of planting B'nai Shuach. The Rosh is saying that by B'nai Shuach, you don't need 3 times 10. You don't need 10 the first year, 10 the second year, 10 the third year. B'nai Shuach, the Chazakah on B'nai Shuach, is Tamazah, you plant a field, B'nai Shuach. And it gives Paris the third year. The first two years, you take care of the field, the way it's normal for Kedazah Ki'inchi. Farmers who plant B'nai Shuach take care of the field. And then bang, you have a chazaka with one crop of B'nai Shuach in the third year. This is the Rav, what's about the Rosh is saying. So the Rosh is not like Taisus. Taisus is saying that B'nai Shuach needs a staggered 3 years. And he's saying, no, it's enough to do one crop, which is a 3 year crop. That's adequate. I don't know if there are any other payers like that, that have the 3 year crop till you get your payers. And he says, that's good enough. That's the Rosh Hashita. Mustaver, one crop over 3 years. Why not? No. Look in Pupulei Charifta Ayin. I don't know if you chap the kasha. In Pupulei Charifta Ayin, he's asking a kasha in his few words. A kasha in the Teretz. You chap what he's asking? It's less than a line long. Like eight or ten. Right. So how do you explain it? So I think that's what he's asking on the bottom. Okay, in Ayin. In Ayin, I think he's asking this kasha. Says La'el Damrin and Hani Milita La'yafiku. In our Gemara, we say you need 3 years, a crop in each of the 3 years. So there, Ma'iri Shaloitikin. That's talking that you are not misakin the sada in the other years. He's saying that it depends. It depends if you plant the Shuach and you do something in the field all 3 years. So that's a good chazakah. Because you are Isaac 3 years in this field, even though it gave one crop, that's Kedah Chazaki Inchi. But She'ein came before, when we talked about the Shloshim Ilan, Isaac going to the Shuach. They were talking that you didn't work in the field. And since you didn't work in the field all the years, so therefore, you need 3 years in order to have a crop. It's hard to understand. What does it mean you didn't work? You didn't work the 3 years. It's just a little hard to understand. If I plant and I don't work the field, I don't fertilize, I don't water, I don't put gates up, nothing. That's a good chazaka. It's not a chazaka in loyazaki, kadazaki, and she. If I plant and I don't work the field at all, I looked in Shulchan Aruch by Shleishim Yilanos. Nesivus writes, he doesn't talk about this rush at all. Nesivus writes on the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Aleph in the Nesivus of Katan Hay, the case of Shloshim Ilanos has to be that you worked the field, you did Harisha and whatever is normal to do work in the field. He brings up Hashem Deshita Mukubetzes. That doesn't just mean you went each year and took a crop from 10 trees, but it means that you were Harish the Sada, that you did work in the Sada each of the 3 years. Why does he say that? Because that's the normal way. The normal way, you're masik, is not, you come in, you plant a tree, you run away, and you come back harvest time, you pull it off. That's not the way owners do things. A farm needs a certain amount of upkeep. So you have to water and fertilize and prune the tree and make sure animals don't come in, whatever else. I don't know what else they did. Whatever it is that they did, that you have to do. So that which the Pupulei Charifta is saying, that B'nai Shuach, he's saying like this, if you have just one crop, it means you work the field for 3 years. If you hold, you need three crops of B'nai Shuach, staggered, that's totally the case where you don't work the field. So it's all hard to understand. Unless he means, in some Medinas they do work the field, in some Medinas they don't. He only works the area that's giving pears. So then the Sivis brings from Hilchas Shmita that in Hilchas Shmita, where it says this amount, 10 trees per Beisah, it says if you have 10 trees in a Beisah, you're allowed to plow the field in Shmita. Because on Shmita, you're allowed to do work, Shaloi Tifsad, that whatever you have shouldn't get ruined. You can't do work to better to improve the field. But Shalayafsid, that you could do. the trees, in order for trees to be kept strong, he says you need, it says in Hilchos Shemitah, that you could do up to a beisah for asara imanas. If you have 10 imanas, you can plow the whole beisah. So he says, that's why over here it's asal beisah, because when you're plowing, that's called plowing for the trees. If you have 8 trees in a beisah and you plow, that's not plowing for the trees, because the trees don't need the whole beisah. So then he says that's the shear. So he's saying that that the shear of 10 trees per beisah is what's needed for the trees. And that you need to plow. So it seems that we have a machlekes here between the Pupula Charifta and the Nesivis. It seems. And the Nesivis is explaining a sheet in the Kubetzes, and the Pupula is explaining the Rosh. But the Pupula Charifta says that if you harvest trees, even if you don't work the fields, it's also good. Just then you have to harvest all 3 years. And if you do work the fields, then it's good enough to Neshuach once in 3 years. And the Nesivis says, no, Nesivis says that in order to be mazik in the trees, you have to work the field each of the years. You have to work the field. I guess he means kidamazik yinchi, the normal way that I'm not shema mazik in a field. You have to do it in the normal way. So it seems to be a machlaikis. I don't know, if you look at the Lashon, maybe you can find some way to be machalik. But it seems to be a machlaikis between this small Pupulei Charifta and the Nesivis. And Taisis, the truth is, we don't know Klar if Taisis holds like the Rosh, or they hold with the Pupulei Charifta. The Stama of Taisis sounds not that way. Stama of Taisis sounds that Pedoi Shuach needs 3 achilas. So these 3 achilas, at least the way the Pupulei Charifta is explaining, it means without working the field. If you would work the field, so then it would be enough 1 achila at the end. Vitzar Chayelanis, he says, right? Vasa Tzakim. Vitikin Tzakim. So the way I think Noah Gada means is that he protected the tree. Well, what do farmers have to do for B'nai Shuach over the 2 years? He said, what do you have to do is plant it, it's a tree, the tree is giving fruit. You have to be Noah Gada. And also Tikkun Ha'ilonis, Tzar Ha'ilonis. So I don't know that there's so much you have to do. We all know there are trees all over Brooklyn. Nobody does anything for them. The truth is, Taka, every once in a while, they get infected and diseased and they get cut down. But Lamaisa, trees seem to need a minimal amount of care. So part of the care is not the gardeners. To put up a wall around it, I think that's what he means. Last week, I mentioned to you the Chiddush, it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mukhi Yosef, that if somebody has an empty lot and someone else builds a house, spends 3 years building, it's not a chazakah. Tremendous Chiddush, and it's the stoma of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what you pass. Yet, the Sma said that if he builds the house for 2 years and 11.5 months, and the last week or two of the 3 years he moves in, so the Sma says that that's a good chazaka. The whole 3 years is a good chazaka. You can tie in, what do you mean? Year one, he was building. That's nothing. Year two, he was building. Is nothing. Now year three, he moved in. That's something. That's what I would think. But the Sma says not that way. The Sma says if you build, and then build, and then move in, so then that's a good chazaka for all 3 years. The Chiddush. What's a marker for this? That the 2 years of building count because he moved in the third year. It would seem a marker for this is this Rosh by B'nai Shuach. The Rosh says by B'nai Shuach that even if you're only working and not getting anything for 2.5 years, until the end of the third year you get the Peres B'nai Shuach, it's okay, provided that in the whole 3 years you were doing work there. And it's okay. So that seems to stem with this idea of the sman, which is that it's good enough. You work, you work, work, and at the end you move in. So then that's a good enough chazaka. And I think when you plant a brand new tree, I don't think you get peiros right away. you plant a tree, usually it doesn't give peiros right away the first year. It's you have Yehilchus Arla. It doesn't give peiros right away. I just wonder if somebody moves into a field and he plants Ilanis, so it seems to be it's like B'nai Shuach. You plant Ilanis and it takes a while until you have peiros. And especially because of Arla. Until you have your first peiros, it could easily be 3 years. It doesn't have to be a B'nai Shuach tree. It could be normal trees that people plant. What? Boxer supposedly takes 70 years. I don't know. So if you plant boxer until the 70th year, you have no chance. Because if you don't eat peiros, everyone agrees it's al-chazak. But if you plant something, and finally gives peiros the third year, let's say it's after Arla. Arla is actually now 3 full years. You plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's also like Shana. See, Arla is a little tricky. Because when you plant it, the Rosh Hashanah is the Shredish Tishrei. So if you plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have 1 year. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, you have 2 years. But the third year, Rosh Hashanah, you don't have 3 years. Why? Why? Because once it's a tree, the Rosh Hashanah of a tree is not till Tu Bishvat. So you actually need, the planting goes Basa Tishrei. You need 30 days before Tishrei. And then it's 1 year, and the second year is next year Tishrei. The third year will be finally on Tu Bishvat. But still, it's Tishrei Chesed Kislev Tishrei Shvat. It's 2.5 years, and after Tu Bishvat, whatever Chazak does after Tu Bishvat is not Arla. So you could plant a tree and have peiros in 3 years easily. It doesn't have to be B'nai Shuach. And the Rosh says that it's a good Chazak. We pass like the Rosh. And Stoma the Taisu sounds not that way. Stoma the Taisu sounds like you need B'nai Shuach in a staggered way. Unless you go with the teretz of the Poplei Charif, there could be Taisus agrees to the Rosh. Now, Kapanim, this is the chiddush of the sugya of B'nai Shuach, which is not a sugya in the Gemara. It comes out, it's a sugya in Taisus, the Rosh. The Rabbeinu Chananel mentioned it briefly also. I mean, the Rashbam mentioned briefly that the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel could go in B'nai Shuach. Okay, let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. We had once on Lamed Hey Amid Beis the words Akum Ein Loi Chazaka Elo Bishtar. We had that a guy has no chazaka. The Rashbam said it meant a guy doesn't chagechas kaskim al shanin because people are afraid to be ma'arer because the guyim were ilmim and they're gonna start up with you and therefore a guy Akum Ein Loi Chazaka. There the Rambam Taiched Akum Ein Lei Chazaka, that it means Kinyan Chazaka. That Cheskes Gimel Shanim he has. When it says Akum Ein Lei Chazaka, it means Kinyan Chazaka. We Taka asked, why isn't the Rambam Nicha, the whole parak is talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim, why is he explaining that's also Cheskes Gimel Shanim? I think it's the only time we had any other place in the parak. The Chazaka meant, could be taiched both ways, that it meant Kinyan Chazaka. This next Gemara, we have again two pshatim of the word chazaka. The Taisus explains that it means cheskas gimel shanim. The way we would teach the Gemara if we didn't look into the Rashbam. But the Rashbam says that it's talking about kinyan chazaka. It's talking about kinyan chazaka. It's not doing cheskas gimel shanim. Karka niknas b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. You can be kind of karka either by paying for it, by doing a kinyan shtar. Well, chazaka, which is no gadar or paratz, which means he did some type of an improvement in the field, no gadar or paratz, so that's a kinyan chazaka. Of course, the seller has to sell it to you. A ganav can be kinder, but it means a kinyan chazaka, where the seller is selling it to you, can be kind of a kinyan chazaka. This next Gemara, the Rishbam, for some reason, which we're going to have to figure out, explains that this next Gemara is talking about kinyan chazaka. It's not as shver as the Rambam was. The Rambam, in the middle of a sugya, throws in kinyan chazaka, no clue. Here, at least, it's similar to the previous Gemara. We know the derech of the Gemara is, it mentions something, sometimes it goes off on a sidetrack to things that are similar. At least it's similar in that we're talking about ilanos and karka, and how the ilanos have a shakas to the karka. But still, we're going to have to understand why the Rashbam Dafka didn't want to explain that it's talking about Cheskes Kavoshan. First, let's talk the Gemara, and then we'll see if we understand. Zehemzit bi'ilonois, v'zehemzit b'karka. Like the Rashbam, two people came and bought a field. And they bought it, the Rashbam says, bi'achad, at the same time. How did they buy it? Bi'achad? They went. Nobody was a split second before the other. They went at the same time, and they bought. One asked the person, sell me the trees. And I shouldn't say that. The Rashbam doesn't say, sell me the trees. Two people he agreed to sell the Sada Ilan to. That's all he says. Lochu Sada Ilan. Bi'achad. So there's a field with 10 trees and a besar. And two people go to buy it at exactly the same time. So the person agrees to sell it. There's no kinyan kesef. There's no kinyan shtar. There's a kinyan chazak. So they ran to the field. Zeh hizif bi'ilanois. One of them did chazaka by a tree. What's a chazaka by a tree? Maybe pruning the tree is a chazaka. I'm not sure exactly how you do a chazaka on the tree itself. Like pruning the tree, maybe put fertilizer on the roots of the tree, whatever he did. Vizeh hizlik bekarka. And the other person did a chazaka in the karka itself. Rashbam says an example for that one, Rafak bapurta, or it's a shuma vaynis a karka. He did a little bit of digging in the ground. And they did it at the same time. Amar Rav Zavid, Zekana Ilanais, the Zekana Karka. So look, the Das Makna, he was makna to both of them. The seller shouldn't have done it. He agreed to sell to two people the same thing. So each person gets whatever he grabbed first. So the one who grabbed the trees gets the trees. And the one who grabs the Karka, he gets the Karka. That's Rav Zavid's Shita. Maska Flor of Papa. In Cain, Ein Lai Labal Ilanais, the Karka Kulum. If that's the case, the Bali Lanai shouldn't get the karka at all. Laimalay Labala Karka, Labali Lanis, Akar Ilanechashkovazu. Why can't the Bala Karka tell the Bali Lanis, take your trees and go away? Shkovazil, take it and go. This is Rapapa's Kasha. The whole difficulty in this sugya is understanding Rapapa's Kasha. Again, if you learn the Kasha without the Rashbam, the words sound like, if I own the trees, you own the Karka, you should be able to tell me, take your trees and go home. That is a sensible question. No, if I own the trees, you own the Karka, I should take the tree. Rashbam says, no, he's not talking about that. It means if the trees dry up, in Yafshua Ilanais, Layitacher Vimakayim. That when the trees are alive, so Shaila, you could keep on being in the field. But when the trees dry up, you should be allowed to tell me to go and leave. Now there are two problems here. One problem is an achinami. That's taka what he said. That's what Rav Zavid didn't. Rav Zavid say that. Zekon Ilan, Zekon Karka. He says, if so, when the karka is dry up, you have nothing. Teretz is nachinami. That is his answer. Tell him Balasha Bidmiya. Okay? Well, what's Balasha Bidmiya? It's a difficulty in the Gemara, like any pshat. The difficulty number two is that the Rashbam doesn't fit into Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that when the trees are alive, he could tell them, Akar l'necha v'tzei. So why are we teaching it differently? Why is Rashbam teaching it tishei yisyafshu? Now obviously he's teaching it that way because no one buys trees to rip them up and go away. Ridiculous. A person doesn't buy a tree unless the tree could be, could give you an ikum. We're not talking about a tree that's for the wood. We're talking about a tree that's for the pears. But still, the simple taich in the Gemara doesn't seem to stick. So these are basically three problems with the Rashbam. A, why he taiches chazaka to be kinyan chazaka? B, what's the kashikas in this yavshu in Achinami? That's really shveri the maitaisa, invite everyone. Rav Zavit says in Achinami. So what is Rav Papa's kasha? And the third kasha, why the Gemara says a lashon that's misleading? It sounds like it's talking about ripping up live trees, and so we're talking about ripping up dead trees. These are the three difficulties that we're going to try to answer. Tosis argues, and Tosis says it's talking about King Chazak. Tosis, in Simon Reish Tezai in Sivkot and Beis, is Masber, the Gemara like the Rashbam. With a Hagdama of a Mishnah Melech that he quotes. And I'm going to give a Hagdama to the Mishnah Melech. You should understand the Mishnah Melech. I'll give you a little bit of a Hagdama, something that we touched on in previous years. And then we'll learn the Mishnah Melech, and that'll be Hagdama to the Ktsais, and then with the Ktsais we'll understand the Rashba. You remember in the previous years when we were on Sugis of Kinyanim, we discussed very often the Yisayid that there are two types of Kinyanim, two groups of ways that Kinyan Karka, or any Kinyan, that a Kinyan is done. It's worth quoting from Devin Ozel, because Devin Ozel goes through the Sugya and Kiddushin, all the Sugyas there of Kinyanim, with the two Mahalchim. There are two types of Kinyanim. There's one which is a physical Kinyan. You bring something into your Rishus, which is true about Mashiach, Hagbah. You physically take something into your Rishus, so that's Mashiach has to be Mashiach L'Rishusai. Right? If you do Mashiach in the street, it's not a Kinyan. That's the Mashiach L'Rishusai. And Hagbah, you pick something up. Chalipin is an effect also. You're bringing it into your Rishus. You're not doing it physically, you're doing it symbolically. I give you something and you give me something instead. But all of them are a transfer of bringing something into my Rishus. There are other Kinyanim which work with Hayra's Bailus, what we call showing I'm an owner. Hayra's Bailus. Mesira is Hayra's Bailus. Mesira is, you hand the reins to me. It's not a transfer to my Rishus, the animal didn't come into my property. But handing over the reins, that's Mesira, is a type of Hayra's Bailus. It has to be Miyad Liyad, it has to go from the Meicher to the Lekeach. Chazaka is certainly Hayra's Bailus. Chazaka means I go to the field, and I do work Kederech HaBailum. I do certain work the way the Bailum do the work. That's Chazaka. Chazaka is Hayra's Bailus. Gemara says, what's a king of Chazaka by an Eved? The Eved carries your shoes and carries your clothing to the Beis Americans. Right? That's the Gemara's example of a king of Chazaka by an Eved. What do you get if the Eved carries your clothing? Well, what type of Kenyan is that? That's a Kenyan. You're not bringing with your shoes. But you're showing that you're the Bailum of that Eved. Chazaka, king of Chazaka must work with Hayra's Bailus. That's the aside of how Kinyan Chazaka works. Afuke, Chalipin, or Kesef, which is also a sort of a Chalipin. I give you the Kesef, I get it. Those don't show Bailus. But Chazaka, Mesira, these show Hayra's Bailus. We had then Shaila and Taisvis, if Mashiach is a Hayra's Bailus Dikakinyan, or if it's a Haval or Shusei Dikakinyan, we had big Taisvis on Kedushin this evening. The Tosis, I think, is the same identical Tosis in the first parak of Baba Basra, so we'll get back to it. But I think the now we get to the Mishnah Melech. It's up to Mishnah Melech. What happens if I have an apartment house and I'm renting out all the apartments and I put the apartment house up for sale? A very common thing. Every apartment is rented. Let's assume there's no part of it that's not rented. They have a three-family house. There's no super there. It's just everything is rented out.
And I want to sell the apartment, the house, a very common thing. So I sell it to you. So I sell you a house. Now, obviously, if I have a lease with a tenant and he has a 3-year lease, and I sell it to you after a year, the lease continues. I can only sell you what I have. If I have a house with a lease, I can only sell you a house with a lease. You buy it, you have the same shibudim to the lease. Zokta Mishlo Melech, what happens if you do a kinyan chazaka, the kai gavka? In such a case where I sell you a rented house, and you want to do a kinyan, so you go to the house, and you take the keys, you lock the door, or you change the lock to the door, you do something in the house to do a kinyan chazaka. Does it work? So the Mishnah Melech is actually mesupik, but the Ktzais brings from others on Taisus Safik that they say that it doesn't work. And the Mishnah Melech Safik, they say it doesn't work. You can't do kinyan chazaka when someone's living there. Kinyan kesef you can do, kinyan shtar you can do. Kinyan chazaka you cannot do if there's already a tenant who's already in the place. Now, what does that mean? That means that chazaka has to show bailus. I can't show bailus on a rented out house. Because even if I change the lock, I have no right to change the lock. I have to give the keys to the tenant. The tenant is the one who has a right to the lock. Even if I close the door, I don't have a right to lock the door. The tenant has the right to open the door and close the door when he wants, not when I want. So if I do it, the tenant gives me a shus, I do it. But that's not a kinyan chazaka. I can't do hayraz bailus. Kiilu, I'm the person who has use of this apartment house at a time that I don't have use of the apartment house. It's not a Ros Bailus. It's an outside nicer. Zokta Mishnah Lamelech, you can't do a Kinyan Chazaka at a time that there's a Seicher there.
Every
that's why I said it would be like an apartment if there's a place that the super or the owner has a place in Achinami. Well, let's say I have a 2-family house, even a 1-family house to rent it out.
Why? Right? The owner probably doesn't live in the apartment.
Right. If he has an office there that belongs to him, so in Achinami, he can do a kinyan because he has a plot that belongs to him, so he sells it to someone. That person could go and do a kinyan there. What I mean to say is, if it's totally rented out, that's the Mishnah Melech.
You own the appliances there, like the air and the tables kind of thing?
Even if you own the appliances, but where opening and closing the door, you really can't do. The truth is, even the appliances are really rented out. Yours, they're also rented out. You can't just take away a refrigerator from a tenant. You replace it, you can take it. What does that have to do with this Gemara? So the Ktzais, he says a very sharp shot in the Rashbam. And you can understand it on two levels. You can understand the first step, which is nice. And the second step, which is a chap, which he says in one line. He says, in our Gemara, what's going on here? Zekona ilanais, the zekona karka. One person did a kinyan chazaka on the karka, and one person did a kinyan chazaka on the ilanais. Now, let's make a cheshbon. Is it possible that the karka is meshuba to the ilan, and also that the second person did a kinyan chazaka on the karka to buy it for himself? They can't both be true. They both came at the same second. I don't know who's first. I don't know how to paskin if they're simultaneous. But you can't have it both ways. You can't be that the owner of the tree was kind of a use of the karka until the tree dies, which is the way I would normally learn. The owner of the tree could use the karka until the tree dies. And then, once it dies, he can't replant it. Then the karka goes to the person who was kind of the karka. So if it's precise, it can't be. Because Mamanashach, who came first? If the person with the tree has a shibud in the karka first, That means the karka is rented out to him. I don't want to use the word rented out because he didn't pay rent for it. But the karka is mishubit to his tree. When he bought the tree, part of his payment he acquired, that the karka is rented to him. If the karka is rented to him, how could the Bali Lanois come and be kind of the karka? Because you can't do a kinya chazaka in karka when the karka is meshuvah to someone else. So Rav Baporta, he dug. But you can't do a kinya chazaka in karka and when the karka is meshuvah to the owner of the tree. Elamai. You'll say, the owner of the karka, he made a kinya. If the owner of the karka made a kinya, and if the tree dies, the owner of the tree has no right to replant. So then, the owner of the tree doesn't have a shuvah to the karka. Because when two people do a kinya chazaka at the same time, only one could be chal. It will be kinya kesef at the same time. I buy the tree, you buy the karka. There will be no problem with the sugya. Kinya kesef, no problem. I sold you the tree, and the karka is meshuvah to your tree. I sold you the karka, and as soon as his tree dies, and he pulls it out, you get the karka. Because kesef, you could be kind of karka with kinyan kesef, even if you're not getting it this minute. However, in our Gemara, because it's kinyan chazaka, and Tosfos here said the Rashbam, why did a chapon kinyan chazaka, why not kinyan kesef and kinyan shtar? We're talking dafka about kinyan kesef, kinyan chazaka. Because by chazaka, we have the Mishnah Melech Svarim. That if one person has shibudim on the karka, the other person can't be kind of the karka. So memela, it can't be zekana karka of zekana yilanis. That's pshat in Rav Papa's kasha. Rav Papa is asking in Kena ilay labali yilanis the karka klum. If you say the second person is kind of the karka, the first person has nothing in the karka. And memela leimalei bala karka labali yilanis zekana yilanachem etzei. So I see it's a knage. He says that Rav Papa is telling Rav Zvid this cheshbon. He said, "Kinyan chazaka, it can't work that way. It can't be. It can't be the way you're saying because you can't have it both ways. Kinyan chazaka only one person can have." And he's proving it to him because he's telling him, "You hold if the tree's on the siyabish, the other person gets the karka. It can't be." Memela, since it can't be, even when the trees are alive, the owner of the trees has no rights in the karka. Because since, if he has rights in the karka, even just till they die, the other person couldn't be kinder. And you're telling me the bala karka is kinder the karka. If the bala karka is kinder the karka, a karchach, the bali lames, has nothing in the earth. He only has the tree itself. If he only has the tree itself, even Mechayim, he should have no rights in the karka. So that the Ktosis Chap is that the kasha is in this Yabashi Ilanais, is from the case of when the trees die. That's the kasha. You, Reb Zavid, you hold that if the trees die, you can't replant. It can't be both ways. It can't be that way. Because if he has a right in the tree until it dies, then the other person can't be kind of the karka. Now fear us. Elomai. The Rashbam doesn't fear us, because Tais fears us. Elomai. Elomai, the one who's kind of the karka is kind of the karka. And the one with the Ilanais gets zilch, gets nothing in the karka. In Cain, Afilu Mechayim, he should have to rip up his tree, because he has nothing in the karka. So that it's very geshmak, the Gemara's karka, kasha, even though the Rashbam explains it, kishinisi avishi ilan. But the ramification is, even on the ilan mechayim, even when the ilan's alive. So again, Reb Zavid says, he's kind of the ilan, he's kind of the karka. Reb Zavid meant, the person who's kind of the ilan gets the ilan with the earth until it dries up and dies. And the other person gets the karka. That's what Reb Zavid meant. Rav Papa Kasha in Cain, you should be able to tell him Akari Lachav Etzei. Even now you should be able to tell him to rip up his tree, because since you're masking that once it dies the other person has the karka, so you might say the other person made a kinyan in the karka. If the other person's kind of the karka, you have zero in the karka. Because if you would have a shibud in the karka, no one else can make a kiyah chazaka. That's the way the Rishmam is explaining. I didn't look in halacha, I didn't look in Shulchan Aruch, but that's the way it comes out, that it's dafka b'vasachas. Dafka shtei l'kuchis, dafka b'vasachas. So what does Rapapa say? Elom Rapapa? Zekona ilona is v'chatzi karka, the zekona ilona is v'chatzi karka, that is kinda the tree, so there are two pshatim, either mamishef the karka, or he's kind of the karka, the parts of the karka that are needed for the tree. That's the lashon of the Rishbam. Zekona is chatzi karka, ladas chatzi karka, ela hatzorech li ilonis. Techdeyem b'deyem chutzlam, kamalei oyer v'salam. He doesn't say the amount they need for yanika. He says the amount you need to work at the tree, to put up baskets, and to harvest the tree. That's all you get. The rest of the karka goes to the other person. Alright, so this is all the Rashbam's pshat in this Gemara. The Tosfos has a different pshat. The Ri says, Ayri b'cheskas gimel shanim. We're talking about cheskas gimel shanim. It's all missing in Tosfos what the case is. Anybody understand Tosfos? Nirul Ri. Tosfos says, here's what Vilanis. Nirul Ri. Ayri b'cheskas gimel shanim. What's the case? This doesn't say the case. Talking b'cheskas gimel shanim. Rav Zavid, zekon ilanis zekon akarka, ve'en labal ilanis b'karka klom. Some Tysus means also Shneil Kluchis. What's the case according to Tysus? It also means there were two Lakuchis. What means a Marikama? And a mazik. I guess he also means tula kuchas. Zehzik bilani, zehzik bekarakal. It means this person is there 3 years, and this person is there 3 years. It means none of them are marikama. One of them is a marikama. One says you sold it to me. What? Well, the case is I use the tree for 3 years, and you use the karaka for 3 years. I claim something, you claim something. The psak is, I have the tree plus the amount of karka I need, and you have the rest of the karka. But what is it that I'm saying, what's it that you're saying? The case is that we're both lakuchis. If one of them is a marikama, no, because if somebody would be his with bilanis, and the marikama is just sitting on the sidelines, so I saw Ilanis Vesa, you get the whole Vesa. So it's going to have to be, right, because otherwise someone's Nazik Ilanis, Stama, he gets the Karka. So if he was Nazik in the Ilanis, and he didn't make a Mechah, if he was Nazik in the Karka, what did he do with the Karka? He didn't plant, he used it to spread out his payers to dry, or he used it to work, to set up a store there. So, the Gemara, it's not clear what the case here in the Gemara is. The Mepharshim here have a number of Mahalchim in the Kavana Leitaisis. The Gedule Shmuel brings two Pshatim. And I guess if you could explain it either way. The easiest way, if Taisis doesn't say, is a continuation. They're two Lakufis. Usually I say I bought it from the Marikama, you say you bought it, the Marikama is far away. What was Hefker? I was Mazik in the Ilanis, you're Mazik in the Karka. So that's what we're talking about. Now I just want to add one nekuda. Well, what are they arguing about? What's the nekuda samachleikus Rav Zavid and Rav Papa? Someone sold something. I assume Tosfos also means he sold. It's hard to know in Tosfos. Let's say like the Rashbam. You and I both went to a owner of a real estate. I said I need trees. You said you need karka. We agree on the story. You say you bought the karka. I say, no, you bought the karka. I bought the trees. I say I bought the trees and I have a title on the karka. Or, and you say you bought the karka. Or, we both say that the meicher just sold us sada ilan to me and to you at the same time. Either way, l'chayra, everything depends on the umdina of the das of the meicher. No? Assuming there's a meicher, which is zichud the case according to the Rashbam, probably the case according to Taisus, it was a meicher here. L'chayra, everything should depend on the umdina of the das of the meicher, and how he shuts up the das ha-meicher. When a person sells trees, does he sell karka? A person sells trees, he doesn't sell karka. Gemara is going to say later, hichzik b'karka, koni le'at shifulei tahayma. If you have a chazaka, bi'ilan, I mean hichzik bi'ilan, koni le'at shifulei tahayma. If you make a chazaka in a tree, you kain it mishifulei atahayma, all the way down. Hayman dezov and dikla l'chavre, koni le'at shifulei atahayma. And if you buy a tree, you kain it all the way down with the karka. So it seems there's an undin of the das of the seller that he does mean to sell it together with the karka. So it's a little hard to understand what they're arguing about here. Chayr, if we go to someone, he sells me the trees and you the karka. He sells it to both of us, and I go and I get the trees. Chayr, the trees are included. So we're going to have to see. This is going to be the next sugya we're going to talk about. L'chaira, the difference between this Gemara and the cases we're going to talk about is that here two people bought. And it could be that when two people buy, it has one set of rules. When I sell you a tree by itself, I say chasal to you with the karka. The question is, when I sell two people, I'm selling him this and him this, so the ayin taiva that I'm selling you and the ayin taiva I'm selling you are a stira. So that's this small piece of the money. What happens otherwise? So that we're going to get to, it's Hashem, I guess, tomorrow. We're going to do the next piece of Gemara by Mocha Karka, Mashiach Ilanais. So we'll talk about Mocha Ilanais, Mashiach Karka. So it's Hashem, we'll continue next time.